All right, Alexander, let's talk about the possible NATO membership of Finland and Sweden. I believe Finland has already submitted all of their paperwork, their application for membership, and I think Sweden's about to do it, or the reverse. I always get it confused which one has submitted first and which one's about to. But either way, this week they'll both be on the path to NATO membership, and I believe it's at the end of June. Where you're going to have the NATO meeting and you're going to have the final vote to allow them into NATO. And the one country that's saying they're going to push back is Turkey, though Turkey has said, you know, we're not saying no, we just don't approve of letting these, and I quote, terrorist countries because of their good relations, let's say, with the PKK. And I think even some PKK members, or even in parliament, I think, in either Sweden or Finland, I'm not sure. But anyway, Turkey has voiced its concern there. And of course, I'm sure that Erdogan is also saying, you know, we're not saying no, and we'll keep the door open, but let's do a little horse trading. What are you going to give us to vote yes? So that's the situation. It looks like they're going to get in by the end of June. And of course, you have Russia, who is now pushing back, especially with regards to Finland. And there are analysts out there who believe that Russia is not going to stand by and let Finland enter NATO. They're going to take action. Other people are saying Russia is not going to care as much. We don't know. But how do you see the situation?
Well, let's talk about, first of all, about the Russians, and let's just assume that Finland and Sweden do join NATO. Now, from a Russian point of view, Sweden, they have known that throughout the Cold War, Sweden was very heavily aligned with the US and with NATO. There were all kinds of undisclosed military deals between Sweden and the US and NATO during the Cold War, and of course, after the Cold War. Had there ever been a war, a hot war between the Soviet Union and the West, Sweden would have been a part of it on the side of the West. The US would have rapidly moved troops into Sweden. I don't think Sweden changes very much. And I should say that relations between Sweden and Russia, and indeed Sweden and the Soviet Union, were never very good. I mean, the fact that Sweden has had a social democratic government and, you know, left-wing government, they never really liked, the Russians and the Swedes have never really liked each other. There's been historic disputes that go back centuries and which have never really gone away. So this is not, I think, a big issue for the Russians. Finland is different. And here we have to go back to the events of the Second World War. And obviously, people remember the Siege of Leningrad and the way people talk about the Siege of Leningrad and all of this. But of course, what people also tend to forget is that in 1944, Finland was defeated by the Soviets and was forced to sue for peace. And the Soviets could have imposed a communist government on Finland. There were plenty of Finnish communists around at that time. That option absolutely existed. And it was apparently considered, and they could have, you know, moved in and converted Finland into a satellite, and they could have punished Finland very, very hard. But they didn't, because in 1948, they secured this treaty with Finland, whereby Finland promised that it would remain neutral. And the result was that Finland and the Soviet Union actually had good relations and good economic relations. And it was the sort of place where the Soviets had access to the West, and Helsinki was an important sort of bridge between the Soviets and the Russians and the West. And to some extent, to a much lesser extent, since the end of the Cold War, that has continued. So the Russians feel extremely bitter. They feel that, in a way, the Finns have betrayed them. That 1948 treaty was cancelled during the Yeltsin era. It was renegotiated. There was another treaty in 1992. It very heavily watered down the 1948 commitments. It's clear to me that Finland, and along with Sweden, has been on a trajectory to join NATO eventually, ever since the end of the Cold War. Finland's governments have been taking much stronger anti-Russian positions ever since the Cold War ended. But that doesn't mean that for the Russians it isn't a major psychological blow. Now, I don't think they're going to take military action against Finland. Peskov, who's Putin's spokesman, has been talking about this. He's pointed out that from the Russians' point of view, Ukraine has territorial disputes with Russia over Crimea and it's eventually over Donbass. It's unacceptable for Russia that Ukraine should join NATO. The Russians don't have any comparable disputes with Finland. It is upsetting to them. But as I've already said, it simplifies to a great extent their military planning. They don't have to worry about respecting Finnish neutrality in the event of a conflict in this part of the world. So the Russians are angry, they feel bitter about it, but they can live with this decision. What I have to say is this decision makes no sense from the Finnish and Swedish sovereigntist point of view. Neither of these countries is threatened. Finland had benefited significantly from its neutrality. What we see, again, is that these countries are being pulled into NATO. Notice that their people are not being consulted about it. There was no referendum in either country to decide this important question. And so they're being pulled into NATO. They're being pulled into a confrontation with Russia, a country with which Finland, as I said, has had good relations in the past. I don't see what Finland or Sweden benefit from this. But one person is going to benefit hugely, and that is President Erdogan of Turkey. Now, I don't think in the end that he's going to block this, because why would he? Why would he? But of course, this is his wonderful opportunity to say, oh, no, we can't possibly have these two terrorist countries. They support the PKK, which is true, by the way, they do. They're very sympathetic to the PKK. They're very sympathetic to Kurdish aspirations. Our people in Turkey are furious. They don't want this at all. This is unacceptable. This is outrageous. This is something we can't even consider. So we can't possibly have it. But, of course, if you want to persuade us, well, you know, give us F-35s, give us another 50 billion euros, give us this, give us that. And we're not going to say yes, but we're not going to say no. We're going to do what Erdogan does, leave the door half open, half shut, and see what deal he's offered.
Yeah, Erdogan's smart. He's not like the Greek leadership, which just gives their votes for nothing. Erdogan says, if you want my vote, you got to give me something for it. Absolutely. Well played, Turkey.
Well played.
But absolutely. What worries me about this is that, say, in a year's time or 2 years' time, Sweden, to a lesser degree, but Finland more so, could be used as a tripwire to get some sort of NATO hot war with Russia when NATO is ready to take on Russia, because I think now NATO realizes they're not ready at all to take on Russia, but they're going to ramp up to get to a stage where they feel they can take on Russia on a military level. And they may use Finland as some sort of tripwire and pull what they did with Ukraine, pull in a Zelensky and say, you know what, we're going to move nuclear missiles to Finland, just we have in Poland and Romania. And we're going to move them, and we don't care what you say, Russia. You can complain about it all you want. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it. And Russia's going to be forced to act.
Yes,
they're going to. They're going to have to attack Finland in that type of scenario. So they might try to pull stuff like that. I'm not saying they're going to, and NATO is ready to take on Russia now. But 2, 3, 4 years down the line, when you have some different crazies running NATO or the EU or God knows what, God knows who's going to be in those offices. You may have someone who says, yeah, let's go for it. Now's the time to go after Russia.
It is an extremely dangerous scenario, and you're absolutely right, and that is a real possibility. And, of course, for the Russians, if they start seeing nuclear weapons deployed in Finland, that is obviously, that changes the dimensions completely. And they would have to respond as you rightly said. And of course, if you're dealing with the neocons, who are not afraid of triggering World War III. I know this is a shocking thing to say, but I think the events of the last few months have shown that conclusively. Then, of course, that is a real danger. Now, of course, this doesn't do any good for Finland. It doesn't do any good for Sweden. It doesn't mean that Finland or Sweden are more secure. It means that Finland and Sweden are less secure. But since when did the neocons worry about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Finland and Sweden just become the primary target. I mean, the first targets that the Russians are going to hit if the neocons down the line in the future decide to go for it, they're going to hit Romania, they're going to hit Poland, they're going to hit Finland, and they're going to hit Sweden.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Absolutely. Of course it makes sense. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And that's exactly how, as you rightly said, it's governments, weak governments in Sweden and Finland, both social democratic, by the way. And of course, the social democratic parties in Finland and Sweden used to historically, when they were real social democratic parties, be the parties which defended the sovereignty of these countries. But anyway, that's history. These governments have, far from protecting their countries, they've made them the next battleground. Because, as you rightly say, the Russians will respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one thing we've seen from Ukraine is that the neocons and the neoliberals, they don't care about Ukrainian citizens' well-being. They're not going to care about the Finnish citizens' well-being either. If they have to fight the Russians to the last Finn, they'll do it. If they have to fight the Russians to the last Ukrainian, they are doing it. They don't care about these things as long as it achieves their goal and their aim. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, you've described it exactly right. I mean, it is a utterly irresponsible, frankly stupid decision forced through without consultation in an atmosphere without any proper discussion, without any vote by the peoples of these countries. And note that it also happens in a situation where the neocons have a media monopoly in both Finland and Sweden. Now, I don't speak Finnish and I don't speak Swedish, but people who speak these languages tell me that the tone of the media in these two countries is extreme Atlanticist to a degree that is just beyond even the worst that you will find in a country like Britain, for example. And that has unfortunately played a major role in preparing the ground for this situation, which we now see.
All right, we'll leave it there. The Duran.locals.com, everybody, and the Duran Shop, 10% off. Use the code GOODDAY.